Good morning, Bridge family. It's Duran from Vermont again. Today, I had done a recording previously for Pastor Jeff, and there was a glitch that didn't get recorded or wouldn't go out. So it's probably God's providence that I'm able to do another recording for you guys. So just like to bring you up to date on what God's doing with us here in St. Jay. As you know, Michael and I came to St. Jay about 4 years ago, and the people that we've been able to meet and have a relationship with has all been God's perfect plan that we're seeing play out. 4 years ago, I met John. I was his nurse at the clinic, and God told me at that time for Mike and I to pour into him. And so it's been a journey pouring into him and his sons. But praise God, John was baptized this year. The other connections we've had was been with a young mom with two kids that was introduced to us, and we were able to pour into that mom and her two small children, who did stay with us some, the truth and love of the gospel, and always being his witness with the mom, particularly for that period of time that we knew her. The other people that we've been able to meet is Mike met Chester at the soup kitchen. Again, another brother in Christ, and we've been able to bring him to church on Sunday. He spends the night with us sometimes on Saturdays. But again, pouring in God's love to him, the gospel, and just being Christ's hands and feet here in Vermont. Most recently, we had the opportunity of having a young man, 17-year-old, live with us who did not have a home. And the beauty to that was that we were thought of when an agency in the community did not know who else to call, and they called us, and we were very blessed to get that call. So we were able to pour into this young man for that period of time, and he heard truth and love, he heard the gospel, he saw God's standards lived out in our life. For a brief period of time there, his heart was softened to the gospel. He actually asked questions of us, and for 3 hours, Mike, longer than me, but 3 hours, we poured into this young man, and there was no resistance, and he was asking some deep questions. So that was a blessing to be able to do that. Since the last recording, this young man is no longer living with us based on his poor choices and bad decisions that we could not tolerate. So he's no longer with us. But the Holy Spirit laid on my heart that there was a reason that we had him here with us for 2 months. The Holy Spirit softened his heart and opened his heart up to hearing the gospel the first time he'd ever heard the gospel, with the point of that sinking into his heart that at some point in his life that seed has been started, and maybe it will come to full growth. But we know Christ's word, the gospel, does not come back void. So the Holy Spirit has given us both peace with knowing that we had an opportunity, a 3-hour window, to pour into him. And that may have been the only reason that this young man was with us for those 2 months. So we continue to pray for this young man, pray that the seed that we've planted begins to grow. So again, we thank God for that. We don't regret the time we spent with this young man, but we know now that was the reason for him being here with us. During the time that we've been up here in St. Jay, Mike and I have been able to make a lot of good connections with the community agencies. We have Community Connections is who asked us to take this young man in. We have Youth Services that we've been working with this young man. Arlington School, who is a school for an alternative school for kids that we have a beautiful relationship with. All these agencies have seen our faith, that we are believers in Jesus Christ, that we are called to be his hands and feet and his witness to the world. And it's beautiful to see, to be able to share our faith with them, not with a hammer, but just exemplifying what Christ is, and with us, with everybody that we meet. The other agency that we've been involved with is Prevent Child Abuse in Vermont, and I have been called to, when they need child care, that they've called me to come in and do child care so these parents can get training on how to raise kids. The sole purpose I believe I'm there is to have put a face before the Lord, a name of a child before the Lord and his family, knowing that there's issues in that family going on. So another opportunity to pray for the people here in St. Jay, to pray for the families. My life verse is 2 Corinthians 5:20, where it talks about we are called to be His ambassadors. We are called to represent God in everything that we do, in order that people can be reconciled to Jesus Christ. And that is what we're living out every single day here, that we are His ambassadors. And no matter where we're at, we focus on the fact that God knows that right where we're at every minute of the day, and He's given us opportunities to share the gospel in many, many different ways. The song by John Wailer is called My God Reigns. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's particularly important to me since we've moved to St. Jay. There's a line in the song that says, we claim this ground in Jesus' name. And I can tell you that the Bridge family here in St. Jay, and we are claiming ground for in Jesus' name. The lights are getting turned on. The darkness is leaving in so many different areas in people's hearts in the community. So I just thank you for this opportunity to share with what's going on with us here in St. Jay, and I hope this blesses you.